three basic categories. Number one, there is the fact that we seem to assume validity. How many deals do we seem to assume that we seem to assume that? It's the argument against the Kimmel that we assume that's not Mizuyah. From the Vatra of Kalahalos, so we assume that what? So Vatra of Kalahalos, remember? So the Vatra of Kalahalos, what? Right. So we have bent over backwards. So once again, assume his actual signature. And it's a Vatra of Ainau of Ralph.
Where do we go there?
To find out, yes. Right, we assume the better date. We assume that Mu'ukar are not Mu'ukar. We know the day is wrong. We assume that Mu'ukar and Kasha will be Mu'ukar and Pasha. That means we're assuming validity in terms of the advanced status. So we consider Kiyu is already Mu'ukar the base and Kiyu underwent Drisha Vakakira. So there's the fact that we give a kilu to ready a drisha of hakira, which is the basic Rish Lakish, and then there's two you said. So the Gemara said that remember. I said room. What do I say? Rukhara Rish Lakish. Right. So the Tosafot says, therefore, I have the right to be made, I'll be Ashtar. No problem of age, okay. Then we said the third thing is really kind of curious. The fact that we give it not only additional status, additional standards, it's almost additional data there. And that was a toast of Bayun. Toast of Bayun Gin, the Dalai Lama, would say, now we shall agree to this. We'll see that. The toast of said that it's even made on the theorem. That was very surprising. Okay. There's only three major conditions. We start, the fact we assume is valid, but now that we give it an additional standing, now it deserves to be with interest from Nefkar. And the fact that even comes with additional data. But yesterday we began talking about two questions. Question number one was, we were focusing yesterday over here on the advanced status, the core Reish Lakish. Question number one was where did this Kiddush come? Where did Reish Lakish get it from? And then question number two, what does it mean? How does it work? Mechanism. Question one is, from whence does it come? From where do you start to dig this up from? What's the marker? Where does it come out? That's question one. Question two. And yet we said yesterday, it turns to question one, where does it come from? Where does Reish Lakish get this Einfa, where get this Kiddush from? The Kiyu is Nidrash Renef, because it suggested, well, if the Torah says Shtar works, it's only going to work if you even give it its advanced status. Because it's never going to undergo actual Jewish of Hakira. But the Torah saying the Shtar works at all, that implies that it works without the need for Jewish of Hakira. Okay, so that's where it comes from. But what does it mean? Okay, the Torah is implying that somehow it obviates the need for Jewish of Hakira to obviate. And how? What's the nature of the Xerah Taktas? The Torah tells you how Jewish of Hakira. What's the nature of that then? So the suggestion was, well, there's these two elements that are actually special. There are two reasons in which the Eidus or Shtar is better off than typical Eidus.
Number one, there's Das Mitzrayim. Not just the eight coming into Beis Din on his own. It's actually that party, the Das Mitzrayim, empowered the eight to sign the Shtar. And furthermore, when did he sign the Shtar? He signed the Shtar B'Shas HaMaisa. That's interesting. Okay, so it's actually better as ages that they're given at the moment of the event. Usually, if something's happening, I don't need someone to tell me that it's happening as it's happening. Whereas he said yesterday, the mashal of the starlight and the mashal of the newscaster. The guy is reporting as the event is unfolding. One hopes that his reportage will be more accurate. It's more reliable than someone reporting writing his memoirs many years later. So that seems to be what underlies, or not there, the basis how the din work. The fact that he then said, well, after all, we understand because it's Dasa did it's the Dasa Messiah, and it was already really who God the Shasa Maisa. Can everyone see what I'm writing about? Okay, so then, meaning what? Those facts are true on their own. Without a guarantee, but it is true, it's a fact, that the star is written as the Shasa Maisa. Okay, that's true. So the Gersakasa, the implication of the Torah, that it must be given to stand status, is that the need for Gishmash here is obviated when you have an Aegis B'Shas Maisa, when you have an Aegis B'Das in the Pie. That's the nature of the Gersakasa. That's how it works. The Torah is important. I think, like the Tanakh telling us, the Shtar work is important, and you have the Aegis of these sort of qualities give you advanced status. These are qualities, the fact that the ages from the very beginning, the ages for Das Mitzrayim, not personalized, that's something that doesn't require Jewish Mitzrayim. That's necessary, because otherwise it would never be accessible at all. Once it's the Tzayah Dakor, once it's true, once the Torah tells me, implies, that it's Ke'il during Nidrash Nefkar, they have advanced status, but anyway he's going to apply all over. It's even going to give me the Kibbutz Shehegid, it's even going to give me no problem, ACA. Right? Because once it's true absolutely. True absolutely is that what? That the Aegis of the star, the Aegis of Das Mitzrayim, the Aegis from the starlight Aegis, frozen, the Shas HaMaisa, is already gets its honorary degree. It's already an advanced, automatic advanced status. Kiyu Nishash Nefta, Kiyu Nisgabel, the Beish. But now, if you think for a moment, if you think about it, this first question, where the Kiddush come from? So, in terms of these other two, we'll start here briefly, then we'll work back to our ultimate goal, to understand our Gemara. These two also, in a sense, question one, where does it come from? It's the same answer. Because, really, all these three things, if you wouldn't give Shtar these special qualities, Shtar wouldn't work at all. It's true that if you wouldn't give advanced status, it would never work at all, because it's not going to have Kabbalah basis. But it better be already built in if you have Kabbalah basis. And the additional data, to an extent, is also like that. We will deal with that more against our dollars, but to an extent, if it's not built into a star, then it's also made on what happens right after it's written, then the star is never worth anything. The Torah says that use a get to prove divorce. Well, the higher you need to get to prove divorce, it's only going to be made on the fact that it was Nifta Benefta. By definition, it's not made on the Nisira. So if the Torah says that the Shtar works at all, it must be, to an extent, except we're told to believe, two other shows disagree, that it's made, the Shtar, the Haggadah, the Ings of the Shtar, tells me a little more than it really does. That built in is that it requires what, a house? But that's right, yes. It must be. It must be some additional data. Well, how does that work? What's the underlying mechanism? I don't want to get involved with this now. That's just stuff that I'll just throw an idea. Is that it's not just what the Shtar says. Here's a piece of paper. But there's a difference between a piece of paper is just online, on the board, in my hand, or in your hand. So perhaps what's going on, perhaps the Torah being Mechadesh, is that we don't just read what the Shtar says, but we look at who's holding it. So the fact that the woman is holding it, the Tfisa Baal HaShtar, what
what the Torah is implying is, again, if Shtar works at all, at least some of the things, you get the impression that it must be telling me a larger story than just where the agent left off. How is that? Okay, that must be true, but how does it make sense? Well, what the Torah is implying is that when I talk about the agents that the Shtar tells me, the story, the talking Shtar, what's the Shtar telling me? I would just look at the words in the Shtar, but the Shtar also tells me something by the fact that in the possession of a particular person. The fact that the woman is holding the Shtar. Well, the woman's holding the Shtar, that's an indication she must have gotten it. Either she found it, it was lost, or she got it, or the husband gave it to her. The implication is the husband gave it to her. So that becomes the chiddush of the Eitzav. Let's not belabor that point, because we'll get to that. But suffice it to say, the question of one is the same. The end question of one is the same. Where does it come from? Because it needs to be true. And there's going to be some explanation, local explanation, for how that makes sense. We'll come back to that. Let's put this in front. Let's come to where we began.
The assumed validity. Assumed validity.
So, why you assume? How do you see that you assume that it's... how would I have this chiddush that there's no need for kiyum? Probably, again, the answer to question number one is the same.
Well, if shtar works at all, you know what Yirmiyahu says? You write a shtar, you have Eden, l'man yam di alu rabim. That's going to last you for a long time. And how does it last me at all? Just like in order for a shtar to work at all, it has to leapfrog the need for drisha v'chakira, I'm going to assume that the content is already accepted. I'm also going to have to assume, for a shtar to work at all, I'm going to have to assume that it's legit. I'm going to have to assume that it's legit, because otherwise, I'm not going to get off the ground at all.
Now, how does that make sense?
Why should it work? It's very nice. Well, in order for the shtar to work at all, it's going to have to be assumed to be valid. That's very nice. So what does that indicate? What halakhic process does that indicate? One of two things. One is that in this case, we do rely on the rope. Even though normally we shouldn't, in this case we do. In parallel to that, if you look in the Rashbam, on Kuf Ayin Aleph, is a fascinating line.
Let's take a look at the Rashbam. If I could borrow it for a moment. Thank you very much. Everyone except Yaakov, you can turn to Kuf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. That's the Rashbam when he talks about the fact that we assume a valid date. So why assume a valid date? 50-50 chances. Either it's too early or too late. So why assume that Mukta and Sasha? Why not assume that Mukta and Fossil? So Rashbam says, well, a couple lines from the bottom of this Rashbam, the third line was, the Suma of the Hejjan Rina and Kiyam Shanti Dabadu. Well, we know there is a parallel then. He's talking about this and that being assumed a valid date. He says, well, we know that we assume it's not Mazuya. So the need for Kiyam. No, I mean, and why is that? Because Minat Torah, he says, good, yeah, what does it mean? He says, it gets very exciting. And what does he say? Rabbanu does rechino kiyum. It's only Rabbanu you require kiyum. Shema Minat, he says, what do you see from our din? The fact that we assume validity. And therefore, if we assume validity, assume a better date, assume the proper date. Why? What do you see? Sha'abah l'psol et ha-shtar olav haraya. He who comes to pass l'shtar olav haraya. Now that sounds a lot like I'm listening to Havero olav haraya. Now, the problem is it's backwards, because usually the guy who comes to shtar, I'm coming to shtar to make you pay me something. I say, only money, here's my shtar, pay up. Usually the one coming with the shtar is the mostly, not the mostly. Means if I'm the mukzak, I have the right to maintain my mukzakas until you present superior riot against me. And that's the Gemara indicates on the base of the Pasuk. So it's almost as though, meanwhile, the Pasuk, the one of the kind of folks, that is mechadesh, a special zchut, a special right of the mukzak, whoever's in possession. If I'm mukzak, or this stifler, so that gives me a special, the Torah tells me I have a special close that I get to keep it until you bring a superior riot. A robe is not going to be good enough. Normally a robe is good enough. Ain't hokha mamanach harob. What? Yah mukzuk. The Torah says I have a special close. So alecha harayah. You want to take away from me? All of harayah. You have to bring a riot. So it's almost as though he's saying that you see from, so what does he mean here with a star? I imagine what he means is that, well, if the Torah is indicating there's
is assumed validity to the shtar, because after all, although it has to indicate that otherwise shtar wouldn't work at all,
because you would never get up against something to you.
So what does that din tell you? This is a source din. What does that din tell you? Well, it must, first, if Hanakta the shtar works at all, it must be that we make this assumption of validity. Well, how does that work?
So what Rashbam seems to be saying is that the Torah is implying an olivar raya type of din. The Torah is implying a skut, just like normally a muslim has a special skut, a muslim has a right to demand his opponent show superior raya. I don't know if it's mine or yours. Maybe I told you yesterday. We don't know for sure that's mine, but since I'm the muslim, I get the special skut, you're going to have to prove that I sold it. And so too, the Torah here, perhaps, in Rosh Pumpkin 7, starts implying, but the fact that shtar works at all, it must be that this is this type of skut. When you have a shtar, the assumption is that it is an assumption of validity. Just like with a normal amuktzak on an item, is an assumption that's mine, and you have to bring strong rise to prove otherwise. That's a special skut I have as a muktzak. So there's a certain sort of a muktzak, a similar sort of skut, that a shtar has as well. So it needs to be true, because otherwise you never get over the deal problem. Because the Tanakh does not, when the story of Yahweh, there's no indication that you have to go to Aden. The title of Aden, that's it. So apparently a Shtar with Aden works. How could it be? It must be, either just simply that we're relying on the Torah indicating here you have the right to rely on the robe, or maybe more robustly, the Torah is indicating that in order for Shtar to work at all, or being Makadish or Sus, akin, Tamos and Nechadero, all of our eyes. Let's hold up a question. Let's take questions now. Let me do this before I take questions. We only have a couple of minutes. So we'll take questions. We're going to start tomorrow. We do need to see the response together, for sure. And so I want to show you how I think this is going to fit very beautifully into the response. That guy, I think, is basically done with the Nibud container. We'll take a couple questions now, and then we'll open the Ian tomorrow with Shir. We'll begin. The shield goes from Mitzvah, talking about the doctor, talking about Shabbos stuff, and then you'll have a flip over, but you'll have Seder afterwards, doing that thing. Let's take a couple of questions. Yeah?
Why doesn't that feel that you say that it has to be the player of Star Wars never work? Why can't we just say, like, being over here, like, okay, Star, you're right, Star won't work unless the being here. Or over here also, like, you're right, Star won't work alone, but, like, or, you know, at least some other stuff, but, those other stuff alone won't work alone, but if you put them together, they'll work.
Right. How do you know that Tanakh is assumed that Star Wars will mainly work in conjunction with Aden and Sira? That's a good question. I think the answer, if someone raised a similar question yesterday, not the same, I think the answer is because in Yirmiyahu, in this Parsha, when you come on a base, it reminds us of Yom Rabbim. It's clear from the Tanakh, they hear the Star, put it away, and 70, 80 years from now, we'll pull it out. Everyone, we may have been dead and buried by then. The whole point is the Star alone, when Yom Rabbim, the Star alone is sufficient to serve as a riot. But let me just, but let's just make one more point. Just to bring it back, just to answer the question, we'll look at the list of tomorrow, but just to answer the question, now we're ready to understand, our opening question was, when you start much of time with Gemara, that's what it all comes down to. What on earth is going on down Gemara? I said, Kim Shazer, Rabban Kuzer Resh Lakish, Mai Yin Shlita, it's Sinai. Resh Lakish is talking about advanced status. What's that to do with assumption of validity? The answer is, it's not that somehow if you read Resh Lakish is telling you or implying to you that this din that Shtar Shem Ukrim is valid. No. But Resh Lakish's logic will develop this as well. Resh Lakish has this super magical din that he mentioned Nezrish Menefgar. Where on earth? Where does it come from? Because of this logic. That, well, if you're not going to have that super magical status, then the whole star won't work at all. But the Tanakh says star doesn't work, that implies that they work superbly. Because in order for it to work at all, you have to have this Kigulu Nezrish Menefgar deal with Kabul's base. That by that same logic, you could be asked with Gemara, and then I think that's what we'll see looking at tomorrow. That by that same logic, there must be, the Torah must also have been Mechadesh, when it's Mechadesh Tar, that this is a function of validity. Like the Rashbam said, it's all about so. The fact that the Star works at all implies that this is Alecha Haraya, that this is Schut, of assuming that the Star is valid. So the way the Rav presents it, he talks that the language that he uses is the shtar is made on itself. The part of the Hagadah of the shtar is made on itself as kosher. So
But I think what he's writing, that sounds very fancy. But I think what it means is this, that the fact that Tanakh says Shtar work implies certain advantages that the Shtar has normally it doesn't have, because otherwise it wouldn't be up to them. So that same logic powers all these three groups of Kiddusha, all three groups of very striking freedom. So that's how the Gemara can say, well, it's just like Reish Lakish. Someone said that now, how sensitive he wanted to die from Shazmar, and someone said to me, well, a kid that Reish Lakish might not mean that it's like a, someone one died in Shir, that it's called Lenza. A kid that Reish Lakish doesn't sound like Reish Lakish said it, it's like a kin to Reish Lakish. So if you like the idea, if you don't like it, fine. If you like the idea, I think it fits the purpose. But it's not, Reish Lakish per se isn't telling us this, but it's the same, as we said when we began at the very beginning. That maybe what's going on is there's this single underlying logic that powers Reish Lakish and powers the fact that Kim Shark on the job on. And here it is. And here it is. It's time for another question. Yeah.
Right?
And then tells that the Kashi didn't give Terrence.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Did they figure out the Terrence later in life? Did they not? I don't know. Okay. I both said I want to catch me up for a session. Have a fabulous day. Enjoy the afternoon. I hope tonight is productive. As well as entertaining. And tomorrow we'll talk a little more about approaches to choosing your
dress. Being in the season, it's officially begun.